I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio this lovely January morning. And I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided, and I'll be the host of your radio show today. I hope you've had a wonderful holiday season. We are kind of wrapping up the Christmas and New Year holiday, rolling into the new year, a week or so into it now. And maybe you've been thinking about your goals. You have New Year resolutions. Hopefully, you haven't started fizzling out just yet. I know that's what happens to New Year's resolutions a lot of the time, although I still believe that we should make them. Because New Year resolutions, they're usually your bigger, bolder goals because there's just something exciting about a clean slate. There's just something excited about a new year, not sure what's going to happen in the future, but you're hopeful that you're going to be able to accomplish your goal. So you're feeling this magical moment and exciting. And so you sit down and you set your goals and you're ready for the new year and you're rolling into them now. So hopefully I'm finding you still excited about your goals this morning as you're tuning in for 2017. And maybe some of you who are listening, your goal might be that you want to get your finances in order. Maybe you have a lot of debt and you need to get rid of some of that debt so that you can breathe a little and feel empowered. And maybe it's time that you need to start investing or get some life insurance, or you know, you might be thinking about buying a home or checking into your credit score. Anything that has to do with your finances over the next 4 weeks, you are going to want to make sure you're tuning in to I've Decided Radio, because that's what we're going to be talking about. We are going to be talking about the starting line for your finances. This is a power session that we actually have at our motivational conference on Saturday, January 21st. If you have not got your tickets for that conference yet, you need to make sure that you get logged into ivedecided.org. Get your tickets now. It includes three life-changing events, a full-day conference at the Civic Center on Saturday, January 21st from 9 to 4, and two half-day conferences on Saturday, August 1st. And Saturday, August the 26th from 9 to noon at Second Chance Church. So first and foremost, be sure to get your tickets to the conference where you can kick it off. But right now, we are going to be over the next 4 weeks just kind of laying out the starting line for finances, what you're going to hear at the conference. If your goals for 2017 has anything to do with finances and getting that organized, you're going to want to tune in. So today is our first episode of 4 weeks worth of Starting Line Finances. And I am so excited about my guest today. Her name is Vicki Streetmatter. She has become a good friend of mine over the last couple years. She is a business member of I've Decided and an amazing resource for you. She is the owner and founder of Empowered Financial Living. And what she does is amazing. First of all, she helps us to see where we are in our finances, see what we have, gets us on a budget and helps us move towards the direction of getting out of debt. Her and her husband have been debt free for like 13 years or something crazy like that. She's going to talk about it. But I am so excited. Vicki, welcome to the I've Decided radio show.
Thank you, Kim. I'm glad to be here today with you.
Thank you so much for tuning in. We also have one of your success stories with you today, Marsha DeLost. Marsha, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
And we're going to hear all about, we love success stories that I've decided. So we're going to listen, learn a lot about your success story and be inspired by that, I know. But Vicki, I want to talk to you first. I know that you help people get out of debt. You help people see where they are in their finances. And that is very scary for a lot of people. How do you overcome that fear with them?
Well, it is very scary. It was scary for me. It's just a scary thing. So the thing, you know, I try to let people know that don't focus on the scary part. Focus on the part you know, the reason you're doing it. You know, maybe it's that you want to save for your kids' college. Maybe it's you want to have more money to save for retirement. Whatever it is, you should focus on that why, the reason that you're really wanting to change things, because you know they're not going as well as they should.
Debt is suffocating.
It certainly is.
That is the best way to describe it. When I think of debt, I see somebody with their hands wrapped around my throat, squeezing or drowning, you know, that terrible feeling that you're being attacked and there's nothing, you know, you feel like there's nothing you can do about it. And it weighs on you like 10,000 pounds.
It certainly does. I've had people say, you know, they felt like they were drowning. They felt like they were in quicksand. It is a very, very almost debilitating feeling. And when you're in that, it's almost like you can't move sometimes and you don't even know what to do. So that's kind of where I come in, because sometimes I can help them kind of see ahead and start to do the things that they, you know, need to do, those first few steps, so they really know where they are. Because most people really don't have any idea. They know they've got debt and they know things aren't terrific, but they really don't know how bad it is. And I know it's hard to face that, but you know, it's just like anything else. If you don't face it full on, the truth, you know, you're never going to get out of there. You're never going to be able to move on. You're going to be stuck in that place, and you don't want to be stuck there.
Yeah, that doesn't sound anything like me at all, Vicki. Yeah, I think she was describing me perfectly to a T, because I know when I met Vicki a couple years ago through I've Decided, and obviously I've been a business owner most of my life. We went through the downturn as business owners, local business owners. All of us felt it so hard that, you know, 2008, 2009 downturn, had to get business loans to survive and stay going and use personal credit cards and all those things just to keep alive. And Vicki, I was so scared. I you know, I think I walked around with my head in the sand, because I'm like, as long as I don't pay attention, I don't have to really think about how much debt I actually have.
Right. And that's how most people live. They know they have debt, but they just don't really look at it fully because they're just afraid to see how much they actually have. And I was in the same place, you know.
Oh, no, I said that. How long have you guys?
We've been actually debt-free for 8 full years.
8 full years.
Yes.
100% debt-free. 100%.
100%.
Debt-free.
Absolutely.
So you've walked the walk.
Yes.
I love it.
And I continue to keep on walking. You know, it's something, I think Marcia said it to me a while after she started. I think she kind of thought she'd get started and that would be that, you know. And she said, oh, this is kind of like a lifestyle thing, isn't it? And I said, yes, it is.
Like most things, it is a lifestyle.
You really need to change your lifestyle. And it's not like behaviors. It's not like you have to change and, you know, be frugal all the time. You know, once you get out of debt, once you save an emergency fund, then you can start to ease up and use that money that you used to pay to debt to your advantage.
Yeah,
it's
practicing discipline,
yes,
right?
Yes.
It's practicing that discipline where you're putting off what you think you want today for what you really want in the future.
What's really important.
What's really important to
yes.
you. Right? And do you find that a lot of times people have so much debt? I know I probably was this person too. It's like you can't even think you can be debt-free. Like you think, I don't even have a goal to be debt-free because I don't even think it's possible.
I think that most people feel that way. It just seems insurmountable. And it might only be, you know, 15 or 20,000, or it might be 60,000. But no matter where they are, they think that it's almost impossible. Most of them have a really hard time seeing it because they just can't even imagine it.
It can just seem, like we said, like it's just 10,000 pounds on your shoulder, so much so that you can't see the end of the light at the end of the tunnel. I know I felt like that when we first met, and I'm still a work in progress, right?
It takes
a lot of time, but you learn, and one of the best things that I loved about meeting with you, Vicki, is that you really encouraged me to look at where I was at, to write everything down, and to see really right where I was at so that I would know what I'm facing. I would have never done that on my own.
Right. It's really important to know that, because if you don't know how much debt you have and you don't know the whole, you know, all your circumstances, it's like you're just kind of like wandering around out there and you don't even know what to do. You need to have a plan. And if you don't know what's going on, you can't even make a plan because you have no idea what to do first.
That's right. You need to know where you are and where you want to be so that you can make that plan. Right. That's for sure. So, Marsha, I'm so excited that you came today with Vicki to share your success story, because it's important that we hear success stories, especially in things like getting out of debt, losing weight, the things that are really difficult behavior changes for most of us. And so I want to thank you for coming to the show today. And I want to just kind of hear, when you got started, you said you've been working with Vicki now for about a year, year and a half. When you first got started, were you nervous? How did you feel when Vicki started coaching you?
Well, I don't believe I was nervous. Maybe more fearful would be a descriptive word, because I realized I was going to be in trouble if I didn't put on the brakes a little bit and pay more attention.
So you kind of felt yourself slipping into that, because it's pretty natural in our society today. Don't you ladies agree? That it's pretty natural. Debt's natural. Everybody has debt. So it's not like anybody looks at you going, oh, you have debt. You know, maybe a long time ago in the 50s or something, 40s and 50s, if you had a lot of debt, people did that. But now everybody has debt.
It's the norm.
It's the norm. So you were just going along, Marsha, and you just kind of felt like you were starting to get towards a heavier end of debt.
Well, I had retired. And after retirement, I had done some part-time work, but had stopped that. And I think that's when I realized, oh, I can't keep going on like I have been. And a few months of getting a bank statement and seeing that I had continually spent more than I had coming in, I realized I didn't have the flexibility in my income anymore. So if I didn't do something now, in 5 years, it was going to be very bleak.
So one of the first things, Vicki, that when you meet with a client that you have us do is we take a few months of our bank statements, our bills, or whatever, and we list it all out, we see exactly what we're spending and where we're spending it. And that's what happened with you as well, Marsha, right? So you take that and you realize, and I did too, that we were spending more money. You were spending more money in a month than you were actually bringing in.
Right. In fact, I had been keeping track, but as Vicki explained to me, I was operating on a backwards schedule. After I had spent it all, I looked at where it had gone. So I had no plan for the next month, other than at the end of the month, I would look and see where it all went. Well, and you can see you can do that only so long.
Well, you got credit cards. That'll make up that difference, right? If you're running short,
right.
Let me use my credit card. But then if you've retired and you have a fixed income, if that debt keeps accruing every month because you're spending more than you're earning in about 2 or 3 years, you're going to find yourself in a pretty bad spot.
Absolutely.
And so that's when you stuck the stake in the ground and you decided you were going to do something about it, and you met with Vicki.
Yep. I knew that she was into this program, and I just said, I need your help.
And she's living debt-free. Mm-hmm. And then, and as you watch her living debt-free, you kind of start to go, man, that must be nice. She must sleep. You must sleep real well at night, Vicki.
I really do. And it's wonderful. I mean, I used to really worry a lot and stress about money, but not for a long time now.
And now you just got your little cash in your purse, no matter where you go with her, whatever she's doing, she's got her little cash. Everybody else uses debit cards. Vicki's got her cash. That's awesome. And it's so refreshing. I can't think of a better word.
Well, when you have the envelope for a certain category, let's say groceries or for gas or clothing, you know, I can go to the store and buy some clothes and I don't feel guilty about it because I know that's my clothing money. That's what that's for. And I can do that and I don't have to worry about that.
No guilt.
Yeah.
Spending with no guilt.
It's allocated for, you know, whatever, you know, whatever's
now,
on that envelope.
We're going to talk about that envelope system because that's where I'm at right now. I've been working on this envelope system for what? At least a year, Vicki? At least.
At least.
I'm still working on it. I'm going to win the envelope system. I'm going to. I am determined. I have decided. And so I'm going to do it. And it takes practice, though.
It takes practice. It's different. And it takes you a while to get used to it. And you just kind of have to play with it, I would say. Just use it a while. Use it on, you know, a couple of categories, see how that goes. And then, you know, just maybe add another one here or there as you go along and
figure
that out.
I know, I'm an all or nothing girl. I'm like, I need all my envelopes for everything. If I can't fill it up, then forget it. I know. So hopefully some of the listeners are like, yeah, that's me too. But Marcia, so Vicki, you helped Marcia get on a budget. And then did you start using that envelope system as well?
I did. I was not happy about the envelope system. It seemed, I didn't feel comfortable with it. So I actually started out with three.
Three envelopes. Okay.
I took the three categories that I felt I was overspending in the most, and I added to that. I use six envelopes now, but for all my other spending, I have it categorized into specific areas. So I use six envelopes, and I'd be lost without them.
Yeah, it's amazing. I might talk about my friend Angie a minute, because she is an envelope system girl. She has been using the envelope system since she was a teenager. Her parents taught her how to use the envelope system. I know. Isn't this amazing?
It's great.
And now she's in her 30s. They have a family, a home, and amazing. But one of the most amazing things about Angie, we went on a couple of vacations, girl trips together. And I would get so frustrated with her, because I'd be like, let's go out to eat at this restaurant. And she had her little envelope, and she would be like, I need to look at the menu and see how much their food is. You know, she had a certain amount of money allotted in that envelope for eating out while we were on vacation. I was like, I'll buy your dinner. It's fine. And what do? Throw out my credit card and buy her dinner or something, you know. But you know what happened is, when she got married and she was in her 20s, she owned her own small home. She had been living on the envelope system. I'm just airing out her laundry here on the radio, but she won't care. It's a great story. I won't tell all the details. She owned her own small home, sold it, had equity, made money off of that home. She had thousands of dollars saved in a savings account, and it started them off on the right track. And all on a hairstylist, you know, she was working. Now she has her own hair salon, but at that time she was working for someone. And, she wasn't making a ton of money. But yet she had so much more money than me. I was so jealous. And it's all because of that envelope system.
It's called living below your means.
That's right. And then you reap the benefit.
Right. And some people, it doesn't matter how much money they make, they spend it all, you know. They just do, you know.
And then you don't have anything to reap. There's nothing to reap, and that is not a good feeling. It's not a good feeling at all. All right, so we're talking about this envelope system. I know the listeners are probably saying, envelope system? What is that? So help us understand, just kind of, if you don't mind, how does the envelope, what is the envelope system? Help the listeners understand. I mean, I know what it is. I've been working on it. But if you were describing it to someone who had never heard of this envelope system, how would you describe it to them?
Well, the envelope system is that you take envelopes and you label them, and then you put cash in them, the amount of cash you need for a week or a month or whatever the time period is. But the thing is, when you spend with a debit card or a credit card, you spend, I think it's between like 18 and 20% more money than you'd spend if you used cash.
Even the debit card. I believe that, because it still doesn't hurt so much.
It's so easy. You just swipe it and you're, you know, yeah. Done. So the cash, when you have cash and you need to have so much allotted, because it's not never ending. I mean, the cash, there's only so much cash.
Right.
So you limit how much you have for each category, each envelope, and you put that in there.
And some examples of the envelope would be
groceries, you know, so you don't spend, you know, a huge
whatever
amount.
Whatever you want,
yeah,
to spend.
Exactly.
What about presents, birthday presents? Or
well, I have an envelope. It's called Christmas and gifts, and I save a certain amount of money every month, and whenever a graduation comes up or a wedding or Christmas, I have money in my envelope for those purchases, and I don't have to worry about where's that money coming from.
You already know it's
there. I already know.
That just sounds awesome. And so you're saying take a few envelopes. Marcia, you said you started with three. What was your first three envelopes?
My first three were, groceries was one. And cash, just my normal weekly spending, things I frittered money away for, and clothing.
And those were the three that's because that's where you kind of overspent, you mm-hmm. said.
Every month I had, just way too much gone.
So you had to budget those. Mm-hmm. But what ultimately we want to do is have an envelope for kids' events and lessons or sports. I mean, you really want to have an envelope for every, I mean, Angie has an envelope for everything. Like everything.
Whatever is in your life, you know, mine would be different than yours, and yours would be different than Angie's and different than Marsha's. Everybody has to kind of do their own thing. There are some basic ones, you know, like gas and groceries and eating out and clothing and that kind of thing. But then there are always extra ones, you know.
Eating out. Let's talk about that for a second, because that's a big one. That's
a huge one.
It's huge, especially if you have a big family like I do. You could spend a fortune on eating out. And that's where one place where I could cut. When you start looking at your budget and seeing where you are, right?
Right. That's one of the things I tell people. It might be a little bit difficult to do it, but that is probably the biggest category as far as just kind of blowing money mindlessly, not even really thinking about it. You know, you're tired, so you don't want to cook, so you stop and pick something up. Or, you know, you're out running around and you stop with the whole family to eat on Sunday afternoon or something. You spend a huge amount of money when you do that, and you do it repeatedly. And then you have this other thing about like lunches, for instance. You know, if a person buys their lunch every day at work, oh my gosh, you know, you're talking $30, $40 a week. You multiply that times four. That's a huge amount of money.
If you are buying your lunch on a daily basis, if you're listening, that is one way you can start to save immediately. And so before we move on, I want to say, in order for someone to actually get on a budget, the first thing we have to do is look at what we're spending, right?
You have to know, what you spend. You have to know how much money's coming in, how much is going out, where it's going. You have to know those things. And most of us live what I called, we lived on autopilot. We just kind of coasted along and we kind of did almost anything we wanted to do, just didn't pay attention. And that's to stop. You have to know where you are. You have to know what you spend.
And what we're talking about as far as eating out and not getting your lunch, taking your lunches and buying lunches every day, you just can't imagine how much you're spending until you lay it all out.
We think because it's like, you know, $5 or $3 for a coffee or whatever, that it's that small amount of money that it doesn't matter. If you sit down and you add up those costs for a month, it's a huge amount of money.
I know, I was shocked. You would be amazed. Marsha, did you see that as well when you laid out your spending? Were you shocked?
Yes, I was. But, you know, I had, as I said, I had been doing that, but just kind of backwards. So I knew, but I didn't have the stop in
the
place. Right. I was just moving forward with the spending and worrying about it when I totaled it up at the end. So
fast forward here now, year and a half later, and where are you and how do you feel now that Vicki's been coaching you for the last year and a half and you're on this budget? Like, what's different? Like,
I think probably, and I just shared this with Vicki, the best feeling is that now when I have an expense come up, whether it's one that I knew was coming or one that hit me broadside, I know exactly where that money is going to come from. I've got it. I know where to go to get it. And it's not going to upset my world.
It's not the end of the world. Where the rest of us are flying by the seat of our pants. And let's just face it, one obstacle comes along and knocks the wind out of our sails. And what are we going to do? Right? What are we going to do? And I know, Vicki, I can attest to the fact that my husband and I have had to buy a car since you and I started my budgeting. And I was so tempted. I'm like, I need a new car, Vicki.
And I said, don't do it, Kim.
And Vicki said, no, don't do it. And we started looking and I had like $4,000 is all I had to buy cash for a car. And I remember, Vicki, do you remember this? I called you and I said, Vicki, There is no cars for $4,000.
And I said, Kim, just keep looking and be patient. You will find one.
And you know, you must have gave me the magic touch, because the very next day we found our car and we ended up paying like $3,800 for this little Ford Focus, which my husband is still driving on. This was, what, 2 years ago? We paid $4,000, or by tax and everything, it was right at $4,000. It had 107,000 miles on it. He's still driving it. It's a cute little car. Gets him back
and forth. Gets him where he needs to go.
Gets him where he needs to go. But you have no idea how bad I just wanted to be like, forget it, I'm going to buy a new car.
You know, I had a similar experience with Vicki, and that when she was helping me, she said, I had one debt, which was my car loan. And she said, you need to pay more than one payment. You need to pay two if you can do that or more. So I was able to make two car payments. It's hard, but I am doing that. And I realized I only have like a year left now. And I mentioned to Vicki, oh my gosh, I am not going to be making these double car payments. And immediately my mind started going towards, oh, what am I going to do with all this extra money?
What can I buy?
That's it. And Vicki said, you're going to put it in an envelope for your next car.
Isn't that the truth? Isn't
yes.
that great? And that's how it works. But in our worldly mind, we have this money and we want to spend it. And then what happens when you're, if you start spending that money, what's going to happen when you need to buy a car?
I'm only going to have $1,000.
Right. Like you. And you're going to have to do what? Finance the car.
Finance the car. And, you know, that's
the goal is to pay cash.
Not what I want you to do.
And I'm going to be so jealous of you, Vicki. I know you're probably about to get ready to have enough money to go buy your car. Because you've been saving.
I just did it.
You did?
I just did it.
Oh, don't tell me. You've been saving ever since I met you, and I know you had already
And we
been
had
saving.
To buy my husband a van a while ago, so we did that first, and I had to wait for my car.
Because you were driving like me, our Hondas. We
yep.
love Honda, Bob Lindsay Honda. We want yep. you to go get a car from them when you have cash to pay for it. But we love our Hondas, and so you've been like me. I have 300,000 miles on my Honda.
Mine was giving me trouble.
But you're at almost 300,000 miles?
Yeah, 265.
265, so you need a new car, and you just kept driving that thing and saving your money. What'd you get?
I got a 2010 Ford Fusion.
Nice. Those are nice.
It's a pretty nice car. Nicest car I've ever had.
Nicest car you ever had.
And I paid cash.
And you walked in and paid cash.
Yep.
Didn't that feel good?
Oh, it feels fabulous.
I bet. I can't wait to do that. That's going to be awesome. And you know what, though? I think we can all do it. We've been talking so much. I know. Let me tell you, you've got to meet Vicki. And I know how you can meet her. You get your tickets for the I've Decided Motivational Conference happening on Saturday, January 21st at the Peoria Civic Center. Get your tickets today. You get three life-changing events for one low price. Your registration of $129. That includes a full-day conference at the Civic Center and lunch and two half-day conferences. And you're going to get to meet Vicki along with many other resources who can help you with your finances. But Vicki is going to be a part of a panel in our Starting Line Finance Power Session that is going to answer your questions about how you can get started. She's going to have a session available after the conference that you can register for. And just take that first step. Take a leap of faith. You don't have to have it all right, right?
That's Vicki? Right. You just have to want to do it, and you just have to be willing to start.
You got to take that first step in order to get where you're going.
And the first step is the hardest one. And then after that, it really does become easier. Once you see everything and think, okay, this is what I got, this is what I got to deal with, and just go after it.
And you start to see that progress and that
momentum.
You start
to see the changes and the progress.
And if you're like me and you're sitting here thinking, I'm showing no one my junk when it comes to finances. I got to get better before I can even get on a budget. Please take my advice. You won't feel that way. Vicki, you are the kindest, sweetest, most caring person, really. You're so sweet, and I felt totally comfortable. If I can show Vicki all my junk and all my finances. And she was non-judgmental, very caring and passionate. She's been very patient with me because I'm a terrible student. I'm like a C minus at best.
Oh, you're doing pretty good, Kim.
So I want to invite you to live a life decided. Join our mission. Stick the stake in the ground on your goals. Whatever it is that you want to do, whether it's get out of debt, go back to school, get healthy, open your own business, get organized, whatever you want to do, I've Decided has everything that you need in order to help you to be successful, to provide you the resources, the motivation, and the encouragement to get you on the right track and go along with you to make sure that you are successful in achieving your goals. So go visit us at ivedecided.org. Get your tickets for the motivational conference happening on Saturday, January 21st. And Vicki and I will look forward to seeing you there. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, and we'll be back next Sunday talking about taxes.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio on Good Time Oldies 1290 and 102.7 WIRL. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?